I think I decided to stick with the like artistic vibe a little bit because it was how I was feeling at the time. But in my own way, the lyrics are for everybody, you know, but I would say like the production is very, it's not exactly pop music.
Yeah, lyrically, it's an interesting dichotomy, Natalie. You write songs from a personal place and they're designed to connect with people in an intimate way, but yet you're playing them to huge rooms of people, or there's a lot of people out there that are hearing Wise Blood Records these days.
Yeah, I don't want to get caught up in thinking about stuff like that a lot. So I try not to get too in my head about, you know, making music for everybody or other people. It's more about making something that's universal. It's like more of a symbolic gesture as opposed to like trying to change my sound, you know.
Yeah, it must be a bit of a trap sometimes for an artist to think, oh, I'm connecting with everybody. I know what everybody thinks, because you never do either.
Yeah, nobody does. But I also think at the same time, everybody does too. Like, I do think, you know, we're kind of vehicles for that kind of thing, that kind of clairvoyance. Like if we have an epiphany or a moment where we really catch what's generally going on with everybody. Yeah, I think that's totally possible too. But the reason a songwriter writes songs, you could say it's for everybody, sure, but it is very personal. So it's hard for me to say that it's exactly for everybody and not also for me. I feel like all artists have like always worn their hearts on their sleeve in one way or another, you know?
That relationship between the intimate and universal is spelled out on this album's opening song. It's not just me, it's everybody. I mean, that's a pay end to feelings of isolation and loneliness, but also the universal nature of those emotions.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think that we've become more like cellular with cell phones, and people kind of live in their own boxes a little bit more over time. And I think that's kind of a universal trend. So it would make sense that everybody's feeling that way.
And did some of those big themes on And In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow also demand a large canvas? You've got strings and woodwinds and horns and even the Lemon Twigs boys all crammed into this record. Did it give you a great scope to play with, Natalie?
Yeah, definitely. I think those musicians are really incredible, and there were other people too, and we really kind of connected with the space. And you kind of understand more about like capturing a live recording because that room is so incredible. So yeah, like getting everybody, as many people as possible, to be playing at the same time was really fun. And you have the opportunity to just do it based on a feeling of like a group of people together, which I think is usually more interesting.
Yeah, because there's room for improvisation and even some happy accidents.
Well, yeah, because you can change the tempo based on the feeling at any given moment. And I think that that nuance exists within songwriting and can get a little, you know, blunted down. But we're also so used to hearing everything so perfect that I wouldn't say it's a huge deterrent, but I love playing with that elasticity, you know?
And sometimes does it mean the songs turn out very differently than you would have ever had in your head when you were writing them?
No, they turn out more like how I thought they'd be in my head or something. Yeah.
So your vision is perfectly realized by all these people coming together.
Yeah, it's just about the best feeling. It's really something.
They say